I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
I make it cute, we make good food, and cocktails too. I'm here for you, you make it cute, yeah, I make it cute, oh, me and you.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. I'm so happy that you're here. If you can't tell, this episode's going to be slightly different than every other week, and that's because I am dying. I'm sick as shit, and I barely have a voice, but, you know, I'm still behind the mic for all of you. We're just going to have to deal with the rasp and the stuffed upness and all of that jazz, and I'm doing this even though it hurts to speak because I love all of you, so bear with me. This episode may be on the shorter side, but that's only because my lymph nodes are swollen to the size of small golf balls right now, and it really hurts to speak, so yes. Anyways, how's your week going? Obviously, my week has been a little weird. I did not expect to get sick, but let's catch up a little bit. Let's talk about things that we're excited about, and let's talk about just, we're going to talk today. Also, you know, I'm feeling just a little run down because when your body's not feeling well, I feel like your mind also doesn't feel well. So we may be a little everywhere today. It may happen. I sound like a smoker. Oh my goodness. Like you know, like those like 74-year-old grandmas who smoke. I feel like that's what I sound like. I should be talking about a story from my flapper days, not, you know, modern things. But speaking of current events and modern things, I went to Boston last weekend. It was a lot of fun. I put on my worst Boston accent. So for those of you who don't know what Boston accent sounds like, I'm pretty sure it's like New York, but meaner, to be honest. Even though everyone in Boston was really nice, went with a friend, got some clam chowder, got some lobster rolls. It was delicious. Had a really great time. And yeah, I mean, I finished my book for my book club, So now I have to like finish like planning the meetings and stuff. But it was a good time. And I looked at my calendar and we're officially in August, first episode of August, starting out strong by like, you know, barely having a voice and talking to you like I'm the crypt keeper, grim reaper, or something like that. I sound scary. I feel like this, if this was going to happen, it should happen for like an October Halloween episode, not now. You know, August, we didn't do anything to you, but that's just the nature of it. I can't control when I get sick. And that's that. But I looked at my calendar. Yes, we're in August, but you know, we're also 1 day, 1 week, 1 month closer to fall time. I got some, I've been increasing my fall wardrobe lately. It's been great. I've been, you know, I had a couple things arrive today. I got this like cashmere sweater from Saks, got this other really cute sweater. Don't know if I would have like got it if I felt the fabric ahead of time, but you know, it was good. It was really good. And I really enjoy it. So it's one of those things that I'm happy. I'm excited. There's a couple more things I want to get for my fall wardrobe. Just trying to streamline it and have it be all nice and cool and stuff. I feel like my voice is getting progressively worse and worse as the episode goes off. So we'll see if I'm just kind of at like a low garble or like a low rumble by the end of this episode. And it just kind of sounds like thunder outside your window. But yeah, how's your week? How's your weekend? What's going on with your lives? I want to hear about it. Let's talk about it. I just want to, you know, I like to kind of structure this as kind of like a conversational thing. But nevertheless, it seems like, you know, I'm kind of talking and not really listening, and I apologize for that. In the spirit of being sick, like I said, this episode's going to be a little bit condensed and a little bit accelerated just because I'm like crying behind the mic right now because I'm in a lot of pain from speaking while sick. But let's talk about a recipe. And this is a recipe that I've been eating quite a lot because I can't really have solid foods right now because my throat is like kind of swollen and like closed up. But what I've been doing is eating, or I guess drinking, a lot of broth. And I'm going to teach you how to make my favorite broth. And it's going to be so delicious. And you can literally just put this in a coffee mug and call it a day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my favorite just like chicken stock or like chicken broth or veggie broth or veggie stock. I'm going to get about 2 cups of this. I want about 16 ounces. A little bit over 2 cups because some will evaporate out as it's like cooking and infusing. And then I'm going to get some shallot and I'm going to just slice it up. No need to like really like condense any of this. We're just kind of using this to flavor the broth. And then we're going to remove it at the end. So I'm going to take like half a shallot and I'm going to like slice it up. And then I'm going to take a green onion and I'm just going to kind of cut them in half and like cut them in a quarter and throw that in. Then I'm going to take some ginger. Ginger is nice and warming and delicious. And just, again, it's a warming spice. I'm going to take, you know, maybe like a finger worth of ginger and slice it up, put that in the broth. Then I'm going to take some mushrooms. Mushrooms adds really good flavor. I'm going to slice up some mushrooms, maybe like 4 or 5. I'm going to put that in. And then I'm going to put that over heat, like a medium heat, and let it come to a simmer. And I'm going to just simmer it for about 10 to 20 minutes. And then I'm going to strain out all of my aromatics. And you can add more. And then I'm going to season with like a little bit of soy sauce at the end. I think soy sauce adds a nice umami. It adds salt. And it just adds like kind of like a specialness like you can't get from other things. And if you want, you can add like a little bit of miso. I'm going to opt for no miso today. I just don't need a probiotic right now, being sick and all, but you can add a little bit of miso if you want. That's a pretty, like, up-to-you decision. Regardless, that's my broth. That's what I've been drinking. I throw it in a coffee mug, and I sit in front of my TV, and I watch Well, today's Thursday, so I just watched all of my shows that come out on Thursday, like Gossip Girl and iCarly. I never thought that I would be saying in my adult life that iCarly is one of my go-to shows that I watch again. But honestly, the reboot, it's pretty solid. It's very nostalgic, but very new and fresh in a fun way. And, like, I feel like I can empathize, not with, like, all the situations, but, like, some of the humor. It's just like, ha, 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 I'm going through that in my life, you know? But, yeah, if you haven't watched iCarly, Gossip Girl reboot is actually pretty good, too. I'm really getting invested. Only 5 episodes out, but they've covered a lot. I feel like I've really started to get to know the characters. And they've brought back, like, a bunch of, like, old characters or made reference to older characters, too, which is great.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
But yeah, I just sit there with my cup of broth and my TV shows. Why Women Kill, I was watching that last week. It was great. Like I said, this episode is going to be short. It's kind of like sporadic just because I'm a shell of a human right now. I'm barely a shell of a human, but regardless, we're here. I'm delivering what the people want. And it's like I took a vow for you guys. I basically said, you know, in sickness and health, till death do us part, which that's how I feel right now. And hopefully, yeah, if you don't hear it from me next week for an episode, check up on me. Check up on your friends that aren't feeling well, especially now. I feel like everything just hits so much worse. Taking like 4 showers today just to try and like help my throat out. So, but yeah, this isn't about me. This is about y'all. This is about me wanting to be here for y'all and provide just, you know, a little bitty bit of content for all of you. But regardless, yeah, being sick, sucks. And actually, I pulled up some remedies for getting over sickness, and I kind of want to talk about them just like briefly to see if any of these will help me. And if you're not feeling well, maybe you'll learn something new today. So it says stay hydrated. Drinking water hurts though. So, you know, staying hydrated isn't the easiest thing, but they said that's a good home remedy is staying hydrated. I'm usually a hydrated king. Do you drink a lot of water during the week? I hope you do. Stay hydrated. Funny enough, I actually have this running joke with one of my friends. It's like a friend group of mine. And one of my friends said to the other one that they look like they don't drink water. So now we have a running hydration joke between all of us. And it's great, you know? Another remedy that says to get better is rest. I've barely left bed all day, so I've been resting. Has helped a little bit. Soothe a sore throat. Okay, now I think like the preview is not giving me all that I need, but I think it's giving you like different like things, because I guess being sick is like very, very vague. Home remedies, cold remedies that work. Maybe I need this. Let's check this out. This article is from the Mayo Clinic, and it says stay hydrated, rest, and then it says a salt water gargle for a sore throat. Maybe I'll try that. That sounds nice. To combat stuffiness, over-the-counter saline nasal drops and sprays can help relieve stuffiness and congestion. Good to know. If only I had a CVS, like in my building or something, that'd be nice. Relieve pain, acetaminophen, or ibuprofen, great. What about my internal pain that I can't get rid of with acetaminophen or ibuprofen? Sip warm liquids. Nice. Sorry, I'm a child at heart. That's what I've been doing, broth. And then I'm kind of bringing back another warm liquid for my cocktail. I'm not personally drinking right now because I'm sick, but if I wasn't feeling sick and I wanted something warm, this is arguably what I would drink. So I'm going to get some apple juice, and I'm going to get about like 4 ounces of that, and I'm going to heat it up on my stove till it's nice and warm, and then I'm going to add in some Jim Beam apple, about 1.5 ounces of that. I'm going to add in a little bit of caramel sauce, maybe like 1/4 ounce, or if you're using like the Torani caramel syrup, like you could do like 1/2 ounce of that. Then I'm going to get a little dash of cinnamon up in that. Then I'm going to pour a little bit of white wine. Yes, white wine. Then I'm going to drink that. That's my like kind of warm spiked cider deal that if I wasn't sick, I would be drinking to, you know, make me feel good inside. Regardless, like I said, I'm going to kind of have like a shorter episode this week. And thank you for hanging out with me. But I'm in pain, so I'm going to go take another shower, de-stuffify my nose, and get some rest. And I'll come back even stronger next week for next week's episode. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Hope you had a good time. If so, then please subscribe and leave a review. 'Cause this podcast is new. We drink, we eat, we laugh out loud. My name is Miles. That's all for now.